Actor reality.
It's the show where we discuss the most topical of topics, the most controversial of controversies, and the most important affairs of affairs.
In the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful. Allazina yastami'una al-qawl. Those who listen to what is said. Fayattabi'una ahsana. And follow the best of it. Ulaika allazina hadahumullah. These are the ones whom Allah has guided. وَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمْ أُولُو الْأَلْبَابِ. And those have been endowed with intellects. Well, that's what we do in this program. We have a roundtable discussion. We listen to what is said. We actually select the best of it. And today, we are going to have this roundtable discussion with two special guests. I have Brother Muhammad with me.
Assalamu alaikum,
brother. You're listening to two Zainabs. This is Zainab Askari, and we have Sister Zainab Sadat Musavi here. Assalamu alaikum
wa rahmatullah. Dear listeners, I'm so happy to be with you, Sister Zainab, and you, Brother Muhammad. It's my pleasure.
Thank you so much. Our pleasure to be with you. So, Sister Zainab Musavi Sadat, Zainab Sadat Musavi, in order to not to have the confusion.
Sister Musavi?
We will call you as Zainab, Sister Musavi.
Yes, I'm
all right. I'm Sister Zainab, you're Sister Musavi. Right. So, let's get into something interesting. And what do you think we should be discussing? I think life has taught me a lot over here. And when I came to Iran, I actually wanted to go back to time and I wanted to rewind my life and live it again. Has that happened with you ever, Brother Muhammad?
Oh, yeah, of course. I think the main topic would be here is what do you do when you're regretful? Or do you want to relive your life after so many regrets? Or we can even look at it in a positive way. You've been through so many good things. You want to relive those good things once again, good memories, whatever it is. This reliving is something that apparently I think everybody has this tendency of, right? We kind of want to live back again. And that's why in the Quran, we have this ayah of after death, people wished that they had returned back to this life and they've done good. Even in the Day of Judgment, they say, I wish that, that's why one of the titles of the Day of Judgment is Yawm al-Hasra, the Day of Regret. They want to come back and do good things
exactly.
In this life. Personally speaking, I've had so many moments that I've messed up from the childhood until now. I'd be like, oh, I wish I'd get back there. I would have done it the best.
Yeah,
that's something that I think everybody has this tendency of. And I believe that God has opened up ways for this. God has opened up ways for a living. And we, especially for example, let's take for example, Hajj. We say that once a person goes to Hajj and he returns back, it's as if newborn person. All the sins have been forgiven. Of course, that Hajj has to be a Hajj, not a Hajj of entertainment, but a Hajj, real Hajj. Person goes to Hajj, comes back, he relives. He's as if a newborn child.
Yeah. So what about you, Sister Musavi?
Well, I think that might be strange for you, but I think I don't want to live my life again
because it seems strange.
You know, I personally think that I have made my choices and I tried my best throughout my life to be a good person, to do choices, to make choices that do not make me feel regretful in the future. And thank God, I don't need to go back to my memories and regret for something that I have not done or I have messed up. I don't think like that. And I'm just, I don't know, I'm just focusing on my
moment.
Future.
Not even one moment you've messed up.
I am amazed. Like I'm still in this state of shock because this is the first person I have been meeting and telling me like that. Well, sister, we would like to know more from you, but after a short break. So, dear listeners, stay tuned.
This is IRIB English Radio. You're listening to Back to Reality.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Back to Reality. And today in our studio, we have with us Sister Musavi and Brother Muhammad. And this is Sister Zainab. So, yeah. Sister Musavi, you were telling us something very, very strange, that you don't want to come back to life and you don't want to live again because if you think you have lived your life perfectly, you have made the best of the choices. How is that possible?
You know, I don't know.
Come on, at least don't you want to meet me sometime ago?
You know, thank God I have really beautiful memories in my life. There are definitely in the life of every person beautiful and even sad moments. About the sad moments, I really don't like to repeat them because they make me feel bad. And about the beautiful memories, I've lived them once. Why should I want to try them again? It's better for me to focus on my future. And that's my mentality. And I believe that focusing on future and trying and gathering your energy for the future choices and even about my past, about the sad memories or about the mistakes that I've made, I think it's better for me to take a lesson from them and to just try not to repeat those mistakes. That's what I have to look at my
learning,
past.
Learning from the past. Well, before I actually digest that...
It's tough. This is I have this question in my mind. I think I can rephrase it like this. If you ever had the chance, or if God gave you the chance and told you, look, I'm going to give you one chance, you can go back to rewind to a specific time in your life and relive from that point onwards. Would you take the chance and be like, no, I'm good?
No, I'm good.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah, wow. Yeah, that's what I said. Before I actually die, just what we said, I would like to know more from you, Brother Muhammad.
I'm just like you, Sister Zainab, I'm shocked by Sister Musavi as well. And I wish I could have been her that we don't have that much of regretful memories in us. Though it's not...
She's actually living in a beautiful country, beautiful people around. And
Yeah, that's true.
It's not much a shock, but yeah, but still it's a shock.
What I think is, you see, we have to look at mankind in its entirety, the purpose of life of mankind. That's how I would look into the topic. This is how I would approach the topic, rather. The purpose of mankind is essentially to reach to the obedience of God, to get to the closest point he can to God Almighty. And... to be the best he can, to reach all the kamalat, as we say in the house of terminology. So if a person is not reaching up to his capacity, then I believe there is a place for that person to get back.
Yeah.
So has happened.
So I have a question, rather. Like, what was the first time, or what is the time that you... What is the thing that often strikes your mind? I wish I knew this before. I wish I could have... rewinded my life. When was it for the first time you felt literally like that? I wish I could turn back the time.
I can remember I can't say like one specific point because there's so many you can't really sort out which one is going to be the most important one. But I can say that now that we're mature, that I have two brothers and a sister. Now that we're mature, I wish, because I was the most troublesome son in the entire family.
Yeah.
Now that I'm mature and I have a family of my own and I have kids of my own, I really kind of feel and I really want to get back and be with my brothers and sisters in a more mature way than I am now. Now that we've grown up, we don't fight a lot. Like we don't fight anymore.
So
we
you have been that kind of guy.
Oh yeah. Oh my God. I would pull my sister's hair. I would beat my brothers. I'd be the bully in the house.
Really?
There is no shame in saying that.
He so does he?
No.
Yes.
That's why I'm saying now that I feel I'm a bit mature. Of course, every stage of a person's life, the further they go, they become more mature, at least in one way or the other. Now that at least I'm mature family. Wise, I'd like to relive back my memories with my family.
I have Don't only been good them. To my family. The way he was saying, I used to pull the hair of my sister. I remember I used to tell my sister, if you want to spread your legs, it's okay. You can keep your legs on me. It's okay. Don't be shy and you can be
That's a respectful family. I wasn't a respectful person.
I have been good only with them.
But now, after all this, I'm really good with my brothers. And then when I see this point of my life...
Aren't they shocked?
It's because kind of like it was a slope. It wasn't a sudden change in my life. We had different stages
All right. So you didn't give them a shock at once. It came in the installments. Well, we'll get back to our discussion after a short break. Dear listeners, stay tuned. Welcome back. You're listening to Back to Reality. This is Zainab. I have with me Sister Musawi and Brother Muhammad. Sister Musawi has actually shocked us that she doesn't want to go back to life and live again. But Brother Muhammad and me, we just want to go back right now. But I want to go back with all this knowledge that I have right now. Definitely. I don't want to lose any of my knowledge, any of my memories. I want to go back. I first time when I wanted to go back was like when I went through Surah Adiyat and Allah defines there like the fast moving horses you're going towards, you're moving towards something. And but I had kept that hubbe khair within you, like you, the love for that, whatever you see as your khair, whatever you see that is beneficial for you, and you that passion to move with those fast panning horses towards that passion. This kind of passion was put into you by me. But you, humankind, you're seeing your khair as the materialistic world or other things. He doesn't mention that. He actually makes a question mark what we see as the hubbe khair. And what he says in that surah is the most line that touched me was, إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لِرَبِّهِ لَكَنُودٌ. Indeed, oh mankind, you're so ungrateful towards your Lord. Yes, because with all that passion, with all those like fast-moving running horses, we have been moving towards different goals in our lives. Like we would have not slept for nights to be successful in one particular exam, but the exam of life always used to fail. That was not much necessary. The thing that I personally regret is not be able to say no to everyone, which is much necessary, because I have been keeping on saying yes, 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 out of respect to everyone. But out of respect, you can also say no sometimes.
Yeah, that's a true thing.
That's something.
You know what, Sister Zainab? What I'm saying is that you can learn from your mistakes. You can just try with yourself to make better that situation.
Oh, I have messed up so much that I want to go back.
So try to fix it from now on. That's what I'm saying.
Of course I am. Of course I am fixing it now. But, you know,
and don't look at your back.
I want to go back. I still want to go back. And I still want to live with this knowledge.
And you know what I'm saying?
I understand past is past. Nothing can be done to change.
Yes, exactly.
But we're talking about a hypothetical world. But then, mind you, we do have cases where people have came back from their death. You know those near-death
experiences?
Yes, near-death experiences. Yes.
These people, they've seen some of the haqqaiqs. They've seen some of the truth that exists beyond this material world. When they come back, I can remember, I said this in a previous episode as well, I can remember. This guy, he was discussing how when he came back from his coma and then he saw so many things in the spiritual world, that everything became meaningless in the material world. He was like, why are they building so many buildings? Why are they making this a big deal?
Because it's a very this indie experience book. Like I also was going through one of the books,
that's,
and then
quite right.
This person is saved at one place that he's told you were actually supposed to die on a particular place when one of the insects would have taken a bite and put all that poison in your body. You were supposed to die there, but your wife gave a sadaqah. She gave alms at that time, and that's why your life was saved. So knowing these things, you want to give alms each and every day of your life.
Yes, and
for
here's
me,
the point.
For me, I would, mind you, just between your words, for me, I'd rather say, I wish I would have returned back to my life than to say, Ya laytani kuntu turaba. I wish I'd been in dust. I wish I'd been nothing because I've made my life a mess.
Yes, and there's one point, and do not take that mistakenly. You know, when I say that I don't want to come back, that's not in its real meaning, in its real sense, you know. even I can come back and do more good, even if I'm sure that I was a good person, I tried my best. But when my time comes to its end, definitely there would be a regret in me that I want to come back and do more good.
Yeah. Oh.
You know?
Sister, this is
an important point.
Yeah, I think we have more to discuss. Let's discuss more in another session.
Okay.
Until another session, I bid you goodbye, and also to the audiences. Thank you so much for listening. You were listening to Back to Reality. Until another session. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah.
Ya Allah, Ya Rabb al Alameen, Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim, Ya Rabbi, let the Ummah rise again.
Ya Allah,
Ya Rabb al Alameen, يا رحمن يا رحيم يا ربي let the ummah rise again let us see daylight again once again